I'm going to just take a station break.
Sure.
You're listening to Practical Spirituality on Spirit Quest Radio, the station that provides you with complete nutrition for your body, mind, and spirit. Airing every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, I'm your host, Glenn M. Smith, author of Lotus Petal, and tonight we're speaking with Jeff Lawton about how to feel.
Here, let me look up the owner's manual for that. I'll read the instructions.
Yes, you're right. I mean, it's same thing. I got so out of my feelings. I remember doing my first progressive relaxation exercise, and I could not even tell the difference of when I was tensing my leg or when it was relaxed. Mm-hmm. It felt exactly the same to me. Mm-hmm. And so it was it was an interesting journey getting back into the body and feeling it. Yeah.
It's pretty humbling, isn't it, to realize that you've been occupying this bag for however many years and you haven't even been there. You know, it gets us around, but how much are we really in it? And that's a huge, for me, you know, and clearly it seems like for you, that's a huge access point to the real us is in this body.
Yes, you mentioned the heart, and I think, you know, ultimately we are all here just to experience unconditional love, and that seems to be what's the big hurdle for a lot of people is opening that heart up.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I came to learn in my own journey, particularly in those early years where I was having to get back into my heart and really, you know, being in your heart is actually ridiculously simple, and yet we've all gotten hurt enough that it ends up being a terrifying prospect for a lot of us, because we don't, you know, if we could go into the heart and not have to feel the pain that's in it, well, I think, you know, you'd have a queue four planets long to, yeah, great, give me that. I'll have what she's having. I want that hard stuff. And, but, you know, I think we've gotten conditioned into a place where we want the heart, but only the goody side of it. We don't want the other part of it that's so vital to really the depth of our heart, which is the tough stuff. And that was what I was running from for the first 35 years of my life. I did not want to go in and have to deal with my pain or my rage or my core doubts and mistrust. I didn't want to feel any of that. You know, that wasn't any fun.
And I think the tough stuff, the things that hurt, that increases our capacity to feel the good stuff as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's like the yin and yang of things. You got to have both. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah, and that, you know, I think intellectually a lot of us know that. And yet it's such a core emotional fear. Almost like, I mean, I remember, you know, when I started doing the types of workshops that just threw me into my heart and threw me into my emotional body. When I was doing that, I can remember, you know, literally trembling with fear. And at the time, having thoughts like, you know, if I go in here, I'll never get out. or I'll drown him. Sound familiar? I won't get out. I'll drown in it, or it'll kill me.
Yeah.
And I have to say that in all the years that I've been doing what I do now, I can honestly tell the listeners out there that I have yet to encounter a single person who's ever dropped dead from feeling.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
But I've seen that. But I've definitely encountered people in my life that dropped dead from not feeling.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, we see that all every day. Yeah. And what, you think, like, you learned it the hard way. I mean, your body gave out on you. That's a normal thing. I was a massage therapist for 18 years, so I dealt with a lot of people like that.
Right.
But with the economy the way it is, a lot of people are losing their jobs. They're just instantly set adrift. And they're having to learn about this stuff without, that sort of impetus to go there. It's coming about a different way. Are you dealing with any of those people right now, and what's going on with them? Hello? Oh, looks like we have dropped our friend Jeff. I'm going to see if he's still there. Play with my microphone a little bit and see if it's happening. Looks like he's still in the room here, so I don't know if you can hear me, Jeff. I'm going to try and mute you and unmute you and see what happens. Are you there, Jeff? Okay, somehow you have dropped off. So I will just twiddle my thumb. Yeah, there we go. He's out of the room, so hopefully he will call back in. We are talking with Jeff Lawton tonight. He is a transformational coach. If you've been listening, he's done a lot of personal growth work. And we were starting to talk about all the people who have been set adrift by the economy the way it is. And I'm wondering if any people out there listening are in this position. You could call in. The call-in numbers are 201-793-9022. You will enter conference room 957-9082 and then the pound sign. Or if you are on the Spirit Quest Radio site, you can click the Skype In button. And there is Jeff again. So let's click on his button here and see if he's there. Hi, Jeff. Are you there?
Okay. You start talking about the economy and look at what happened.
Okay. Man, am I powerful. Yeah.
Mercury is in retrograde.
It is, yes.
I don't know what happened, but you were asking what seemed like a perfectly great question, and then I heard a blip, and I was in the ether. So
yeah, because you're
where you left off.
You were still in the conference room, your number here, so I don't know what was going on, but thank you for the peace of mind to hang up and call in again.
Yeah, no problem. So you were starting to talk about the economy and people are not having...
Yeah, like we, years ago, we sort of let our bodies tell us what we needed to do. Maybe a lot of people never got to that point. They've lost, you know, they're faced with loss of job, and I believe, you know, we're sort of in the age, and I don't want to get too woo-woo, we're getting into the age of Aquarius, which means introspection. Mm-hmm. So I find it interesting that all this is going on, which is sort of going to force people to kind of want to search for deeper meaning in life. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing these people in these positions, and what's their view right now?
Well, yes, is the short answer. I think that, I mean, I agree with you completely, and I think parenthetically, woo-woo is probably a little underrated. I don't think that it's at all woo-woo, whatever that means, to consider. You know, if you happen to be somebody that has a belief in any kind of divinity, any kind of divine presence, consciousness, you know, for some it's God, and, you know, that can bring a lot of baggage with it, that word. But if you have a connection to spirit, you know, even if it's just a connection to your own unique spirit that is us, then I don't think that you can, well, I'll put it this way, you have to work extra hard in these times to deny that there is something globally happening that is a major shift. You know, certainly with the Earth herself, it's clear how much she's undergoing massive transformation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we, in my opinion, in our human arrogance, we believe that, you know, somehow I think we as a culture, particularly in the U.S., we have kind of lived for years and years believing that the Earth is here for our use, mm-hmm. and for our control and our pleasure. And what I see happening, and what I see my clients dealing with, is that it's becoming clear that the Earth is going to do what the Earth does, and it really gives a fig about what we want or what we need. We've taken advantage of her for so many generations, and she's just doing what she does. But if you have a spiritual connection of some sort, when you look at what's happening with climate, when you look at what's happening with the environment, you look at what's happening with our economy, it becomes clear, as you alluded to a few minutes ago, that the structures that we are, more to the point, in my opinion, our egos, the structures mm-hmm. that we have hung on to be able to feel in control and to stay separate from our hearts, which then means we're separate from our spirit, which then means we stay separate from the divine. Mm. All the things that we as a culture, if not as a planet, have done to keep that seemingly safe arm's length from surrendering to divine order, those are all being torn apart. And, you know, where I see that the most is in how people, you know, if they haven't lost their job, they're scared to death that they are going to lose their job. Mm-hmm. And when they begin to contemplate that possibility, then, you know, what I term survival energy heightens. It comes up, and fear and contraction, tightness, working harder, trying to actually go faster and do more to stay five steps ahead of the hammer of doom that losing your job feels like to most of us.
Right.
we're running farther, faster. So I see people kind of falling into one of two camps. Either they're looking for strategies to be able to get even farther ahead of what they're afraid of, or they're looking for how they can just kind of do the ostrich paradigm and stick their head in the sand and hope that whatever storm it might be is going to pass over and pass them by, and then they're going to be able to, you know, reemerge when it's all blown over and go back to the comfort zones that they've been used to. Mm-hmm. Neither approach is particularly useful. So I'm seeing a lot of people that are, you know, in one of those two camps, and thankfully I'm also seeing people that have lost a job or have lost a relationship, or, you know, they've lost what used to be what I would say is an ego mind-based anchor. And they're, as you said, they're looking, having that yanked away, they're looking not just for a deeper meaning, but they're really looking, I think, for how do you, what's the roadmap for being who I am when all the things that I've used to identify myself are clearly not who I've ever really been.
Wow. I'm going to take a little station break. When we come back, we'll talk about how people can get out of that trap.
Great.
You're listening to Practical Spirituality on Spirit Quest Radio, a station that provides you with complete nutrition for your body, mind, and spirit.